When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Is that the new Post Malone, Morgan Wallen collab that has dropped this morning, Chad?
That is correct.
Yes. Okay. Smash it or trash it?
I enjoy it. I've listened to it now 3 or 4 times. Okay. I like it. I would All say right. smash it.
I'd like to chuck it off the roof.
I was going to say, Curtis, watch out for flying chairs. Please. Good. Or tables, coffee tables, whatever they are. Speaking of things that have dropped, the weekly wrap of sports on this show from Acrobatic has dropped, and it is jiggy. So right. We will
try again.
We did that twice last week, right? Rare content replay during the 9 o'clock hour.
Yes, correct. We did it. Before they said it.
Okay, you want to do that again?
Sure. I think that's a great idea.
I don't know
it's
how.
It's jiggy, like you said.
It's jiggy, like I said. I don't know how he does it, but he's outdone. Talented. He's outdone himself.
Talented, it's, man.
It's so good.
It's the hottest right. thing to do is, so, is catch that rhyme on a beat, man.
Right, right.
So hot.
He slips a little bit of current events in there along with sports.
Wordplay.
Yeah. So we'll get to that coming
Unintended.
Up.
Unintended.
About 15 minutes, we will get to that. And we will be bringing you our show Monday from the Capitol Grill at the finish line on Boylston Street, Boston Marathon, 129th running of the Boston Marathon. And it is brought to you by Sitco. Oh, and I didn't even bring this up. What is your go-to drink at the Capitol Grill every time for Marathon Monday?
Oh, my Aperol Spritz?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
That is yesterday's news.
All right.
So the official drink of the Greg Hill Marathon Party this year, our 10th or 11th or 12th or 13th year, is the Perfect Spritz, which is going to be the drink of the summer. And, Wiggy, I would like for you, if you would, to try it and give us your immediate feedback on the show on Monday.
For sure.
Okay. All right. We have leads left, including one from Coach Wiggins.
All right.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So we have finally, hopefully, put the conspiracy to bed, and we might have got to the
Kurt, which conspiracy are you
the
talking
Kurt Doggy Dog and myself on the back and forth with the Luka Doncic trade.
Oh, okay.
So Pat McAfee, who gets everybody on his show, does it again, and had the commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, on the show, and he talked about when the NBA found out about the trade.
Okay.
I learned when they called the trade into the league office. And again, so I don't really have a role in that process other than if there's somehow a dispute as to the mechanism of the trade.
So Kurt and I will agree that we do agree, and I agree with Curtis, that it is good for the NBA that Luka went to the Lakers. Uh-huh. That's going to instantly get people watching. But we disagreed on the NBA having something to do with it, unless this is Adam Silver just telling us what we – what else is he going to tell us?
Well, the defense rests. I mean, that is all the evidence I need.
And because in the world of Curtis, you already know what he's going to say. Well, what else is Adam Silver supposed to say?
No, I mean, I think that, that proves your point. I think you're dead on accurate.
What else is Alex Cora and Breslow going to say? Right. What else is Bill Belichick going to say? What else is Robert Kraft going to say?
So he's saying that the league essentially found out about this blockbuster trade at the same time the rest of us did.
It was like a couple days before.
Can I ask you a question just for the room? When this happened and the report was out that LeBron was caught off guard, Wiggy said, that's cap. So a couple days before. So LeBron publicly said something very different, and you said that was crap, and now you're saying that's a Curtis behavior when you exhibited the very same.
No, but we know LeBron to kind of be...
And commissioners would never do that.
We know LeBron is a little bit like, I didn't know that was happening, but we actually know the same way we did it with the Joker. But I think the commissioner, and he said it was a couple days because they're almost like, if you're buying a house, they have to be there to make sure everything is on point. And that's kind of what the NBA is there for. So
okay, great. I lose. Okay. That was. I mean, I don't know how else to fight back. That
I
was
feel like
inarguable.
If the Lakers get to the NBA Finals, that is a point in Curtis's favor, though.
If they get to the NBA Finals, I think that was a dumbass move, and I've said this from day one by the Dallas Mavericks. But if they get to the NBA Finals. I still don't think that the league did it. Uh-huh. I think that it was just, you know, the Lakers did a great job in getting a trade that worked out for them.
All right. Well, we'll see if that Kurt Spiracy
seems
is
like I'm in everybody's head this morning.
No, we just had to. It was out there. You know, we want to kind of. We like to put a bow on things.
Yeah, I don't know how you fight back against the commissioner saying something.
Put a bow on things. All right. This has come up. This topic has come up a little bit this week on the show. With regard to the Braves and the sideline reporter who asked for the phone numbers of the girls who were watching the game.
Yeah.
And so I thought I would address this and ask the room what they think about it. There is a comedian named Tyler Fisher who is or was a regular guest on the Gutfeld show on Fox News. He has announced that he has been blacklisted, fired from being on Fox News because of an incident that happened when he was about to do the show. And so essentially what happened was he went to show up at Fox to do the show, and he encountered a young woman who was sitting there at her desk. And he said, and this is a quote, I introduced myself. I said, hey, I'm Tyler. I need to get going to the show to film, but would you ever get coffee sometime? Okay. And that was the interaction. Moments later, he was approached by security and was told that the woman had reported him for sexual harassment.
Oh, wow.
And that ended, apparently, his tenure at Fox.
Yeah.
And so I'm asking for the men who listen to this show, I guess I would ask you, should men just stop? I don't feel like that the way in which he said it, would you ever get coffee? So I feel like that's a nice, classy way to say, should they just stop trying to interact with women? Like what?
I hate to be that person because... But men should be able to speak to a woman in the workplace without it being construed as some type of sexual advance or sexual harassment. Like, I think things have gone so wrong in the country. And there are instances where a woman is, or a man is, fully in the right to go to HR and complain about something. But if a woman texted you, hey, I'd love to get coffee, would you consider that sexual harassment? No. So I just think, like, there is so much, and this is hard. Again, I don't want to get Ken Laird hot under the collar, because we've had to take sexual harassment training, every year.
Right.
And they say basically, like, don't make any advances in any way, shape, or form.
But that's the smartest thing to do. We live in a society nowadays because of the whole Me Too movement where if you work with somebody, it's one thing if you're out in public or whatever, no one's going to, it's not a big deal. But if you work with somebody or you go to school with somebody, don't even compliment them. Don't even say, hey, would you like to get coffee?
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, but that's the world we live in.
This is probably an old head take, and that's what I specialize in. But for a long time, the number one place that people would meet their significant other was work.
Can't do that no more. Just can't do it. 2025, you can't do it.
So the only way for a dude to meet a woman is going to be on Tinder or Bumble?
I have plenty of friends that have still met their significant other at work. It's just like they're both on the same page. But how do you know if the other person's on the same page?
You don't ask.
I know. It's
That's the world we live in, Greg.
And again, there are some people take things in ways that I don't. I mean, I work here, so I certainly don't take anything too personally. But like, I always notice if we're taking a photo, a group photo, a team photo, Wiggy won't even put his arm around me.
No, I don't touch no lady other than my wife.
Now, a texter says maybe if Tyler were a 10, then this discussion would have gone differently. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
But even then, now you just have to be careful because, said that to me.
But where are guys supposed to go to meet women?
And
where
go to the bar. And where go are to a lounge.
Where are women supposed to go to? I mean, I'm assuming
lounge.
I'm assuming the same kind of thing could happen if a woman asked a guy for coffee or something.
Yeah.
You would think. But, like, I give me all the compliments. Like, I don't want to be at the workplace and not be told that my outfit's nice or that I look nice.
Right. But you're, like you said,
you're thirsty for them.
Yeah. Well,
we've seen your Instagram.
But I also, I've had bosses, never here, at other places I've worked that have definitely stepped over the line with different things that they've said to me. But it's...
You're the minority, though, right? So, like, a guy can't take the approach thinking that the mindset that you have. The guy has to take the approach where I got to be careful because I might cross the line. Ooh, your hair looks pretty today. Your outfit looks nice today. That might be like a woman's going to be like, oh, but so like, you're sexualizing me at work?
There's clearly a line. Like, saying something like that is fine. Telling a girl, like, I've been told that I needed more, like, boobs in my dresses because I came across a little too plain Jane. That was a direct quote.
Not right.
And that's like,
That's clearly.
Our old PD said that to Ordway, too.
When you become a parent or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, What happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, he got pissed.
Stay away from it.
That explains why you did the show in your bikini at one point.
Yes, yeah.
When you were in Florida.
That stuck with me. But that's why I love this job.
You were saying something, Chris?
No, I just don't. Like, I'm in full agreement with Wiggy on this. It's like, there's no coming back from, like, to where we were before all of this. Like, because all it takes is one person. It's one word against the other.
That's it. And women always win.
Right.
So. I don't give a damn.
Let's not go crazy.
No. And this what we're
talking. Space. What else do you need?
No, Courtney. In this world, this is what we're talking about. Women always win in this world.
The guy asked her for coffee.
Yeah, right.
He said,
do
"Would
that.
You like to go to coffee?
Yeah. Right.
Coffee. Yeah.
All she had to say was, "No, thank you." Yeah. And if he persisted and made her uncomfortable, yes.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like, look at our boy Milbury. We were talking about Jerry. You can't even like make a funny comment nowadays without you know there being a group of women going, "Get rid of that guy." And most of the time, that's what's going
to
happen.
All right. Well, those are our leads this morning. Coming up, we will get to the weekly wrap. When it comes to sports from Acrobatic, which is unbelievable. And then we'll get to They Said It. That's a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday in sports. And then Courtney has the news coming up at 7:45, including why one of the greatest life jacks ever is in jeopardy and how our guy Jackson may be to blame. That is all coming up during the news. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending right now?
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
And that's not nice. In Twitch, Shane said in Twitch that Wiggy just doesn't like me. That's why he doesn't put his arm around me in photos.
Well, that might be it.
No, I don't put my arm around no ladies. Yep. Yeah. You can't trust it nowadays.
But let's be clear. When it comes to not doing that, the law of the land that you are afraid of is Talina Wiggins.
No, I'm not worried about her.
Not the U.S.
Nah.
Not the U.S. justice system.
No, I'm not worried about, because my wife is the least jealous person. It's somebody going, oh, look at the way he put his arm around her. She fit like it's a society that I told you.
Men, you do arms in front.
Men cannot win in 2025 when it comes to this stuff. And this stuff, Courtney,
okay.
In this lane, I'm just strictly talking about this lane here.
Men can't win.
You and once that word is out about you, you are done.
Yeah, sometimes I just feel sad. I'm like, oh, Wiggy, I have my arm around you.
All right. I am good.
Trending now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. The Red Sox kick off their home series with the White Sox tonight. 7:10 first pitch, with the Sox reportedly recalling pitching prospect Hunter Dobbins from AAA Worcester. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Brooksy joining Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. And we have NBA postseason games tonight. It will be the Heat against the Hawks at 7 and the Mavericks taking on the Grizzlies at 9:30. Reminder, the Celtics have game 1 against the Magic on Sunday at 3:30. And Mario's Roofing, we won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 39 degrees and sunny afternoon, high 66.